Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get started as Anne's got a long journey back home tonight.
Thanks, Joseph. The reason why we're here today is that the newcomers represent a constant problem for us. These last couple of guys that have been hired recently don't even have the slightest idea of what our business is about. The constant flow of never-ending ridiculous questions and their approach. I'm really sick of it.
Okay, and sorry to interrupt you, but can you be a bit more specific? Ridiculous questions do not give me a clear picture of what's going on.
What I'm trying to say is that they don't even know what VAT is. They don't follow our dress code. One of them even went for a meeting in Bermuda shorts. Thank heavens I stopped him well in advance. And that's not all. Two of them don't know how to confirm an Outlook invitation or create a new spreadsheet. Yesterday, and it really knocked me down, Josh, that's one of the worst ones, gave a client a 60% discount without even giving me a single reason why. I'm totally lost.
Calm down, Anne. Have some water.
Thanks, Joseph. I'm sorry. I'm probably too involved in it, or I need some rest or something. HQ is pushing us to get more and more new clients, but these new hires are absolutely incapable of doing business. They're too human, too slow, too unwilling to do any new business, and...
Sorry to jump in, but Anne, can you tell us exactly what kind of people would fit your needs the best?
Of course I can. I believe I've already sent it to HR several times, so... Sorry to interrupt, guys. Joseph, Steven's on the line. He sounds serious this time.
Sorry, guys. The new finance director is really keen on his work. Okay. And please, can you sit in on the new job description of our sales reps tomorrow morning and send it to Abigail? And CC me, please. Abigail, can you schedule a meeting tomorrow afternoon for a new job ad?
Of course. No problem.
I'm sorry, guys. I cannot talk to you more today. Anne, I wish you a pleasant journey. Speak to you later over the phone. Abigail, see you tomorrow.
Is everything all right?
I'm sorry to be so harsh. I probably need some holiday.
Same for me. You can't even imagine what they want to do.